From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said Wednesday the Palestinians cannot continue to feel bound by agreements with Israel that are continually violated by the Jewish state. He says in comments to the UN General Assembly, he says we cannot continue to be bound by these signed agreements with Israel, and Israel must fully assume responsibility as an occupying power. The announcement is the most serious warning yet to Israel that he might walk away from engagement with Israel and dissolve the Palestinian Authority. In his remarks, Mr. Abbas said the Palestinians deserve full membership and recognition as a state at the United Nations. He says Palestine is an observer state at the United Nations, deserves full recognition and full membership. It is unconscionable, not in the light of all the enormous sacrifices we've made. Abbas delivered his address ahead of a ceremony to raise the Palestinian flag at the UN. The Russian Defense Ministry said on Wednesday that the country's air force had begun striking Islamic State militants in Syria, targeting military equipment, communication facilities, and arms depots, as well as ammunition and fuel. The Kremlin sought to play down the decision. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the answer lies in diplomacy.
Assad will never be accepted by those that he has harmed. Never possible to become a legitimate leader in the future. Never possible to lead a reconciliation nor a unification of a country. That could not happen until he makes clear his willingness to actually heal the nation, end the war, and decline to be part of the long-term future.
This is VOA News. Burkina Faso's government says the military who led the recent short-lived coup has sought protection in a foreign embassy. It comes a day after the army opened fire on its supporters in the presidential guard to force them to disarm. In a communique Wednesday, the government said negotiations were underway for General Gilbert Diendere to give himself up. He spoke to the Associated Press and said he's willing to turn himself over to face justice and wants Burkina Faso to resolve its crisis through a dialogue. An alleged Islamist radical accused of helping to destroy historic buildings in Mali made his first appearance at the International Criminal Court Wednesday. During a brief hearing, Ahmed Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi confirmed his identity but declined to make a statement. ICC prosecutors say Al-Mahdi directed or took part in attacks that demolished 9 historic mausoleums and a mosque in the city of Timbuktu during June and July of 2012. NATO said Wednesday its special forces are supporting Afghan troops in Kunduz after Taliban insurgents seized the city. Heavy fighting was underway near the city's airport where the government forces had retreated. Meanwhile, people living in Kunduz are evacuating after a third day of heavy fighting between government forces and Taliban insurgents. Afghan lawmakers, meanwhile, called on President Ashraf Ghani to resign over his government's shameful handling of the battle for Kunduz. Outside the building, but within parliament grounds, female lawmakers gathered to support the cause. This is Fatima Aziz. She says, "We don't want to hear lies anymore. The government keeps telling us they're sending troops, but it's almost 72 hours that people inside the city have been suffering from a lack of food, water, and electricity." The Afghan army was supposed to be bolstered by its own reinforcements for the campaign to retake Kunduz, but attacks on convoys making their way to the city meant that backup troops were only trickling in. An Indian court sentenced 5 men to death on Wednesday for a series of bomb blasts that ripped through packed trains in Mumbai in 2006, killing nearly 200 people. Another 7 were found guilty of involvement in those attacks. All 12 men were convicted of murder, conspiracy, and waging war against the country. Meanwhile, a defense lawyer says that all 12 will appeal the verdict. This is defense lawyer Yug Mohit Chaudhary.
The evidence in this case is shoddy, to say the least. It's not fit for conviction, let alone a death sentence.
Joaquin, formerly a tropical storm, has strengthened into a third hurricane of the 2015 Atlantic season, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center Wednesday. Joaquin is now a Category 1 hurricane located about 395 kilometers east-northeast of the central Bahamas. The National Hurricane Center says Joaquin is expected to move over the Bahamas Wednesday night. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.